case you didn't know, so.
What's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
And it is your season 5 guest host, 232.
And we are
the New York Dolls. What's goodie? How you feeling? How you moving? How you grooving?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to our very vulnerable season 5, where we will be traveling deeper into the New York Dolls tunnels than we ever have before. By the end of this season, we will have composed an entire audiobook called The New York Dolls' Higher Vibration Handbook of How-To's.
Yes.
Today's how-to is how to follow your intuition.
Follow your heart, your intuition.
Remember that commercial?
I actually do.
Okay, we'll travel deeper into this chapter of our how-to's handbook later, but in typical New York Dolls fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the spirituality, and the idiocy of our show. So first,
the first segment of our show is Empire State of Mind. Yes. This is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we'll be examining our highs since we last met, because you know we love to get a little high.
Okay.
As well as our lows, because if we can't get low together, you know, where's the love?
Okay.
All right.
So, Adeloso, we're going to jump into you first. How is your overall mood right now?
You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling groovy mixed with a little bit of tiredness.
Okay.
Wait, that's all me that said. I'm retired. I'm tired.
I'm retired
tomorrow.
I feel that. Something like that. I feel that. It's me when I wake up.
But good overall, you know.
Okay. What are your highs from the last time we met? What energized you and made you feel upbeat?
So, highs is that, remember how last week and the 2 weeks ago, I was telling you guys how I wanted to get back on more like a healthier.
Yes.
You know, flow.
Yes.
Whether it meant eating or working out. So I actually, shout out to my boo Gerard, Boogie Shoes. At Boogie Shoes, follow him.
Okay.
Yes.
Because he was like, yo, we going to an A-Li class. Fuck out of here.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
We out.
And, I love it.
I haven't been to class since pre-pandemic. So it was just amazing to just be in a studio space. Because I've done some Zoom dance classes, but, you know, it's nothing like being in studio.
Yeah.
So it was just so amazing. But, I was sore. I was sore as fuck.
Oh, that's good.
But we took a contemporary class at Ailey, and it was really good. It was just so that was my highs. And also what energized me was, since I've been eating cleaner this week, I've been making my smoothies, and I've been putting chia seeds. Is it chia or chia seeds?
I think it's chia, but you know, you can never be too sure.
It's true.
Yeah, I think the chia seeds, there's some energy in that bitch.
Okay, chia.
Because that shit was good.
Do you turn it into the gel before you put it in?
No, so I do deal with the little, like...
Okay. Little nuts.
It's not nuts. It's like, you know, like when you blend strawberries or like something with seeds. Like,
yeah.
That's how it feels. Like, it feels a little seedy after, but you know, I just know it's just going to do good for my body.
That's right. Swallow them seeds.
Hey, yo.
Hey. Okay. Who made you smile this week?
No, that's none of your business.
Excuse you. Tell us.
We keep it secret. Right.
Tell us who made you smile. Fuck out of here.
My cheeks getting red.
Right.
No, let's move on to the next question.
Excuse you. Were there any lows from the last time we met?
Yes, I did have concerning again with health and body.
Mm-hmm.
I have a low body image little moment. And while I was walking from the train... Because I was looking at pictures when I was in high school and, like, college. And I was just like, yo, this is so crazy. Like, I used to think... I didn't think I was fat, but I thought, like, I just wasn't skinny enough.
Right.
And then
you look back, and it's like, goddamn.
And, you know, like, in the arts, I feel like... I was talking about this yesterday with some people, some dancers yesterday. And we were talking a lot about body and, like, mm-hmm. our bodies and stuff. And, like, how, like, we... If you grew up dancing, especially like in like any field, and if you always had that one teacher that would just kind of OD, but also just like the culture of the dance industry, like back in the day, more now is more open.
Yeah.
But it was very focused on everything was being nitpicked, but yep. Which made sense because everything is about lines, visuals, and all that, and like people's visions. But we were like, damn, like that kind of low key affected us. Like, because I was getting it. I mean, a lot of people got nitpicked. So I think that was a low. And it was just like, damn, like that's so crazy how like I felt that way then. And then I still feel it now.
Yeah.
Not as strongly because, you know, I've done a lot of self-work and there's still more that I need to do. But just like from what I can remember, maybe like not 17, like 12 to like 30. Like I was just like, yo, like looking at myself in such a crazy way.
Yeah, I feel like artists in general, like if we, those of us that like grew up, like, you know, training essentially, like especially, you know, you got, we were so used to constructive criticism from constantly. Such a young age, constantly from different directors or choreographers or blah, blah, blah. Like we were constantly being critique, you know what I mean? Right. So I feel like it did make us stronger in the long run, as well as there's also some, you know, like PTSD there as well. Right. So not surprised. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
Fucking MTA always. I fucking hate MTA and I can't.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Wait to leave.
Fix y'all shit. Fix y'all shit.
Because, yo, the patience, like, I usually have good patience, but they really, it's just really bad. Like,
damn.
The Omni NY, the scanning shit, and by my station, by my house, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I'm like, I don't get how it doesn't work if I have the money in there. Like, yeah. And you know when you're rushing, you're just like,
I go
to the lady in the thing, and she's just like, "That's Omni NY. That's not us." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?
Niggas playing a fifth now." They said different company, sweetheart.
I even opened my account. I'm like, "There's money here. I don't have no cash. Like, I have to go. Can you please like let me in or something?"
I'll be looking at these people like, "Yo, I'm gonna hop this shit. I'm gonna let you know right now." Like,
I'm just like, "What do you mean, like?" That, and she's trying to tell me that it has nothing to do with her and like MTA, and I'm like, but it's on your shit, like it's what you guys are promoting the most for us to use. So that shit got me tight, but she let me in the Malagana, which means like in a bad forced mood, where it's just like, I'm gonna let you in this time, but
she had an attitude.
You know, and I'm like, girl, like you see the money, like you know I'm not trying to hop, you know I'm not, like come on, like you can let me the fuck in. Like, it's not gonna hurt your pockets.
MTA workers ain't no fucking help, bro.
At all. That's crazy.
I feel like ever since, and Omni and NY, whatever, y'all need to get it together with MTA, because
the people
been complaining a lot. I've been getting a lot of my friends saying, like, the people in the booths don't do nothing anymore.
They don't do shit.
They just sit there. Before they were, you know, you could get like the cars, but now because the Omni and why, everything is
through them.
Yeah, so damn. They just sit, and then you ask them for help, and it's like, you bothering them. It's like,
yo, that
God
shit.
Damn,
I had
tight.
An instance like that happen, deadass.
That's crazy. So how have you been coping with this?
Same. Marijuana, meditations, and I'm also back to journaling, which is great.
Yes.
So that's been helping clearing out a lot of things.
Okay. And how would you define the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
Still from last week. Well, actually, no, I'm going to change it. Because it was like, you know, I was like detaching, like learning how to detach more from certain things. But also like patience. Like I just noticed. But it really stems from this, like my commutes, like my everyday commutes, like I feel like that's when I'm the most like on edge. I'm realizing, like, and I mean, I love New York. Yeah, I know I love New York, but it's just like it's a weird energy, like especially in the trains, like it's just weird.
Yeah.
So interesting. All right, well, the miracle question, if this was all wiped away, how would you feel?
I would feel at ease.
Okay. Ease? How much fun are you having?
A great fucking time.
We'll have a gay old time. And what difference are you making in the world?
this question. I always just like, what do I say after everything I just said?
I mean, there could be no difference in the world.
This is while my wife's, my
problem. Yeah, this is like everything is gone.
And what difference am I making while everything is gone?
Yeah, while all those problems are gone.
I'm going to try to open the portal to everyone else so they can have their problems wiped away too.
Beautiful. Love it.
Share the blessings.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into 232. Okay. How is your overall mood right now?
I'm ecstatic. I'm delighted to be alive. You know what I'm saying? Just overall happy to be here. Just chilling. I'm vibing.
What a time. to be alive. Okay, your highs from the last time we met. What energized you and made you feel a beat?
Okay, so two things. I recorded a song last night. It's my first time recording in a couple weeks and shit. You know what I'm saying? And that bitch kind of smooth. Lifted my mood a little bit. And then also, this nigga Derek's magical ass massage.
Okay. Bro. I never got a fucking massage from you.
You need to get one.
I just opened up my business.
He just opened up shop.
I give good massages too. Ask somebody
else. Let me find out what kind of massages you're giving out.
Hey, yo.
Let me find out what kind of massages you giving out.
Don't worry about that, sweetheart. Don't worry about that. My massages are healing, okay?
But nah, that shit was wavy. I was like happy as shit for 2 days. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
This nigga really got my back better.
No, massages really, like, people be sleeping on them, but we need them more frequent than we think.
Yeah, I do not get those often. Like, I've never really, it happens like once every couple years maybe, and then like I just go long ass times without them.
Yeah, no, it's imperative. Gotta.
And then like with me recording and shit, always standing up and all, it's like.
Or if you have a tennis ball, sometimes like if you, because I used to get massages a lot, but then you know, that's a lot of money. But sometimes I'll get the tennis ball and it'll feel like if you just roll it back. Like, you can hit some of those parts.
The more you know, tennis balls. Mm-hmm. About to go to fucking Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yes, get tennis
balls. There you go.
I actually need to get some, too.
Yeah, that's what fucking Gun Bay. He ordered some
Gun Bay.
He ordered some.
I want to meet Gun Bay.
I'm sure you do.
No, I don't.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure you do. But he ordered some. He ordered some stones and stuff for me that they'll use the next time I go and do his, so that I could like up my level and you know just see how that goes too.
I thought you meant like crystals. I'm like, why Gun Bay is giving you crystals?
That's what I thought he meant too. I was like, there's a whole lot of shit that go into that we have to talk about after the cast.
You know the hot stones and shit. But yeah, go ahead.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. Well, energize. Okay, so you did. Okay, you got that. Okay, who made you smile?
A couple things made me smile. My pops, seeing that nigga one night, you know, it's always a good time.
Dada.
Yeah. I'm gonna call my father. I'll be like, Dad. I used to call him Dada.
He's so annoying.
I'll be like, that nigga.
Dada, like my shit that be running out here. the work group chat. The work group chat has been straight jokes for
really?
Like, yeah, bro.
Oh yes, it has been straight jokes.
Well, y'all be going off in there.
Has been straight jokes, bro. Because I let the cat out the bag about like a after hours group chat that we got and all this extra shit. Because my only question was why the nigga. No, I want to know why the nigga that got fired was like, "Hey, yo, y'all drink like 4 bottles for me." It's like, bro, get your ass, stay the fuck where you at, bro. Like,
stay quiet, remove yourself out the chat.
Word, like,
not drink 4 bottles.
Said that
for
shit
me.
Like he was cool, bro. And music, yeah, music has been making me smile a lot. I be in my room, like, listening to shit, and I just get hyped. I'll be like, yo. This song hard.
I saw you in your stories going in with the Summer
Walker. Yeah, yo, the Summer Walker take fire.
You've been loving you that Summer Walker.
That's why one thing I love about you too is like because your musicality, and I feel like we connect on that too. Because sometimes people be like, you know, you just be like, did you hear that in the back? And some people don't really hear
facts,
which is fine. You know,
I hear all the shit in the back.
Yeah, he do. He be catching all the little riffs and shit, harmonies.
All right, so what are your lows from the last time we've met? What brought you down, made you feel sad this week?
I haven't really been feeling too sad lately. Honestly.
You hear that?
I've been having like a lot of moments of mindfulness. Like shit will be very like serious, but nothing like sad. I haven't been like down.
Yes. Mm. I love that. Okay, have there been any wrongs done to you this past week?
No fouls on the play.
Period.
No fouls.
Coping. How have you been coping with your lows?
I don't know if it's really coping, but like niggas been smoking, niggas been drinking.
There you go.
I ain't really coping with shit though. I enjoy it.
Okay. I love it.
Okay. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
I would say like finding the will on some days to like do things that I know I should do in order to progress or like get more money or this and that, you know, whatever XYZ is. I've just been laying in my bed and I'm like, damn, you know, I really want to just go to sleep.
Yeah. Yes.
And then even because nigga sad and no shit, it's just like, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I feel like doing.
Just listening to that body.
But I'm just like, ah, nigga, you know, you should get up and like design some shit or make a song or something or just go get some sun today. So, yeah.
You know, there. I meant to bring this up, but being that you said that, where it's just like, you know, just trying to be more self-disciplined and stuff like that. I started reading. Weird reading.
Like every day.
I literally just started, but I just love it so much because it's just motivating. It's called the 12-week year. So it's like, it's supposed to like, instead of giving yourself a year to like accomplish like a goal or whatever you
go. You got 12 weeks.
It's 12 weeks. And this thing is very effective. It's a very effective, and it's like proven to be like a faster and more results than 1 year.
Yeah.
If you really stick to it.
You know what's so interesting? I feel like, you know, people with the Libra placements, like people like Tu and like Danielle and also Hassan. It's interesting because I feel like y'all already do that already. Like the way that y'all download and process like new programming is like a lot quicker than most other people, you know.
I process shit very fast.
Yeah.
I think I told you this one time how I was like, I feel like I exist on just like a separate timeline altogether. Like everything is faster for me.
Yeah.
Shit is weird.
It's definitely a thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Yeah, how's that book going for you?
Yeah, excuse me. My nigga said, well, I feel like 2 already processed things, so he don't need that. Like, damn, that was just.
I mean, no, everybody needs something.
That book makes sense, though, because I think it takes like 21, 30 days in order to like break or like
form a habit.
You know what I'm saying? So like that makes a lot of sense.
No, yeah, because I mean, I struggle with procrastination a lot.
Same.
And just like knowing like I have to do it. And I'm just still laying there. So this is making me like.
Is your shit like even if you procrastinate, you know, like once you actually do it, it's going to like. It's just gonna be easy as fuck, and whatever it is, you're gonna make it fly as shit.
I'm like, I don't know why the fuck I waited so long.
Right. It's like, damn. It's very annoying. Waited to the very last minute. It was low key stress, but hey, pulled the bitch off. It's
right. Good. Right. Yeah.
Yes. And yeah, I think that's. Oh, the miracle question.
Miracles.
All right. If everything were to be wiped away, how would you feel?
I feel ecstatic. I'm delighted to be here.
Yes. How much fun are you having?
I'm having a ball.
Yes.
Everybody having a ball.
Hey.
And what difference are you making in the world?
I'll probably be like doing something to move towards stopping all this homelessness and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That shit be weird. And just like in the wintertime, it makes me feel even worse about it. And I'm just like, damn, like these niggas is out here cold, bro. I know it's cold because like, I'll be out here cold and I got a jacket.
Yes. So. No, I've another thing too, a lot of homeless on the train. This guy was sleeping and then the cops came and woke him up and I just felt so bad.
I hate when they do it. It's like, bro.
Cuz he woke up so scared like why he threw up right after.
Oh,
it was
damn.
And then I had to move to a different car.
They should have left that nigga
alone. Cuz I was like, "Yo, hold the fuck up."
No.
At first I was like, "Oh."
They woke him up, the nigga was like, "Oop."
And then he was like, "Oop." And I was like, like, yo, I'm gonna move to a different cart right now.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. All right. So, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Now we on to you, man. How's your overall mood right now?
My overall mood right now is I feel slightly mischievous, but also...
okay, mischievous.
Yeah, I feel like slightly mischievous, but I'm also like chilling. I'm like, I could like, you know, like... I feel like stirring a pot, but at the same time, I'm also like, I'm just great, just you like sitting not. Here.
Okay. He feel like stirring pots and shit. Gotcha. All right. So, what are the highs from the last time we seen each other, man? What energized you? Made you feel upbeat?
So, what energized me is that I just got back from Hawaii. Hawaii was amazing.
Mahalo.
Mahalo, my brother. Mahalo. My favorite thing about Hawaii was this one, the mountains. The mountains there are just like crazy. It's so crazy. It's insane.
It's not Jurassic Park out there.
Yeah. It's like God is really there. Like God is in Hawaii. Driving in Hawaii was amazing. They move like a hive mind out there. So like I was able to be like that one like wilding out on the road and you know what I mean, like doing what I had to do to get around everybody because they all move like in clusters, you know. Whereas like in LA everybody's just like doing their own fucking thing and it's like, you know, like wild. But yeah, and it was just a real trip of like gratitude. Like the environment felt very like that. Those people, they always are just like grateful, you know, like on the larger spectrum, not like everyone, but like on the large spectrum, a lot of them are just like, it's always like mahalo after everything, which is their thank you.
It's a lot of culture there.
It's a lot of culture, yeah, for sure. A lot of Polynesian just like culture, and it's like so beautiful. I ended up getting that tattoo on me. Because I was just like, I was A, itching for one, B, it was like the thing that was like really just like grabbing onto my spirit. And then I also decided that like whenever I go international, I'm just gonna always get a tattoo.
Wait,
where
you
I go.
Didn't get a tattoo?
I did.
Let me see it.
It's on my little thing. It says mahalo.
Can't see it. Oh,
yeah.
But why it looks fake?
It's still healing. But yeah, so did that. Yes. And that was beautiful
for brother's birthday.
Then right after we got back, we went to Atlantic City, which was like another like energizer. That was so much fun. That was, I felt like I had already did like everything in Hawaii, so I was kind of like trying to like take it easy in Atlantic City, but like ended up like, you know, with four locos in my system and
just not being
me. This nigga been on a four locos
and not binge,
no, bro.
I don't know what is this, man. He snuck a four loco on me.
I was like,
I'm about to press choke.
Yo, nah, it was dead on some Bill Cosby shit. I tried to mix it in.
That is not funny. You're about to get our shit.
Not funny. Red flag.
Relax.
Red flag. I tried to mix that shit on the sneak tip. He was like, what is this? I was like, Four Loko. Now me and Hassan, we was on that shit heavy in AC. And then also like once Hassan did get there, like we just always have amazing conversations, and all of the conversations that we were having was just like energizing me. You know, we were just talking about like new discoveries and just like discovering power upgrades, you know. Ouch. He was talking about his shit. I was talking about new shit that I discovered too, and I was having conversations about power upgrades too. Yeah. So it's just always energizing to recognize when you are leveling up yourself.
Yeah.
Big up.
Another thing that energized me was a sleepover that I had with Matt. That was so much fun, and it's so crazy how like it like came about. Yeah,
I was about to say we be doing a lot of healthy guy shit.
We do.
I just want to point that out.
You know, and it's also men's mental health awareness.
Oh, it is.
Love that.
Facts.
So no, that needs to happen because sometimes, and not just like always going out drinking too, like or like
right.
Party. Like there needs to like a balance, you know,
yeah.
Or like, you know. Just like some good old
time. Niggas, yeah. Deadass, we have a sleepovers.
Deadass, it's beautiful. I love it. It's so much fun.
Get
and it's energizing.
Get the anime queued up. get the spliffs ready.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get the food going. Yes. It's a lit time. And then we went to see Eternals, which I love the movie theater. So, like, that was just also great to do together. That was fun. Another thing that energized me was that, as according to my goals from, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or whatever, I finally, like, got into, like, a workout mentality, you know, because, you know, that's where it always starts. So it starts with the mind. Starts with the mind.
I started with food.
Yes.
And I did the one dance class, but I haven't been to
which
the
is
gym.
Great. Right. No, but I mean, dance class is gym.
But the food is where I'm at more now.
Yeah. I think you know where it, like, truly begins, like, for you. You know what I mean? Like, for me and food, it's, like, whatever, because the pescatarian thing does kind of help a little bit. You know, it, like, really just limits options or whatever.
That's
But yeah, for me it was like doing something physical, like consistently. So I went for my first run today. And we're just gonna one day at a time.
Oh, you went
I went today.
Oh, before this, that's commitment.
Yeah, went during the nighttime and I hate the winter and it was cold. I'm gonna do it.
Brownsville?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
And last but not least, after, you know, me and Italian Bay, we speak like every 2 days or whatever, but while I was in Atlantic City, he hit me up on the what you doing this weekend tip. And I was And he was like, yeah, you know, like, I'm coming back. He was like, I have to see you. I'm going to see you. It's been 2 years because, you know, he got locked out the country because
I think he said he got locked up. I'm like, what?
That's what I thought
he got locked out the country because of the pandemic shit, but
COVID loca.
Exactly. But he's coming back and I'm excited for that. I'm not on the work schedule this weekend, so we might see y'all. I might pull up to y'all spot.
Don't come see me, nigga.
I'm gonna come see you.
Don't come see me.
See about me.
Don't come see me.
We'll be there Friday, Saturday.
I'll be there too.
Same. Yeah. But all right. Moving on. Who made you smile?
So going back to Hawaii, Ari, I gotta give a shout out to Ari and Stevie. Stevie is brother's cousin. Who joined us out there with some of his friends, Ari being one of them. Because, you know, these pockets is low.
I'm like, don't be saying that because you've still been doing it.
It is. Let me tell
on
you.
On our way to more abundance.
Yeah. That's true. But the reality right now is that. Oh, baby. There was like this one night that we had like brother's like birthday dinner and like Stevie paid for everybody. And I, you know, that's
the.
And
I see you went to the luau.
I went to the luau because Ari paid for the luau. Because my ass was not going.
So sweet.
Now there's so that. That luau was expensive. That homegirl hooked my ass up. She hooked me the fuck up. And I was like, oh, you know, like I'm going to pay. Because she was like, it's not going to be the same if you don't come like that. And I was like, one of those things. Which takes me back to, I feel like we had it was our first episode of this podcast when we were like, oh, like, would you rather be like rich or like famous? And this takes me back to my whole thing about like, I would rather be famous because, you know, even if I don't have no money, niggas take care of you, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
but if you lit, you know what I'm
saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but yeah, that was so sweet of both of them because that was a lot of coin. And another thing that made me smile was I don't even know when this happened anymore because life has just been crazy. But Tu and I ended up having like a night out at my club, and It was clearly before I left for Hawaii.
Yeah.
Was it like it was literally the morning before.
Yeah, it was the day.
Yeah, because I was trying to stay up the entire time so that I could just knock out on the flight. So, yeah, literally like the night before / the day of, Tu and I, we hit my club. You know, we were just drinking, dancing, like da-da-da. But I think like in this like new transitional era that Tu is going through, I think witnessing his growth has just always makes me smile, whether he's just like letting loose in public or letting loose like on the gram. It's been just really cool to see.
Shout out to Bro.
And Bro. Then, what is this? Feedback from clients, conversation and discovery. Oh, I was talking about my massage client.
I'm fucking weak. Well, I
want
to be added to that.
You got, yes. You
no, I'm going to be dying laughing every time. Every rub, I can't let you. I can't take you serious.
I'm fucking crying. Yeah. So, you know, so far, my clients, they felt I've been happy with the energy and the emotions that have been imbued to them, and like afterward for those things, because you know, yeah. And also I've been making myself smile this week lately, because like I just keep having just like certain, like, you know when you're just going about your day and then you'll just have like certain just like romantic thoughts, and like going back to my thing that I said last episode about like me like really wanting to like kiss that person, like it just like tickles me whenever it like pops into my head, like just, you know, because I'm doing like the imagination work, so just like all the scenarios of like how it could like possibly go.
That's the cancer in you.
That's the cancer in me. Because I stayed depressed. But I be dying at my, like every time it pops up, I be like.
You know, this is a confession. You know, sometimes I lay down and I'm like, ooh, I'm just gonna do a whole scenario right now. Like it's that's kind of sick, right?
That's
funny.
Oh wow.
It makes me happy.
Nah, I do a similar thing when I'm like making music.
Yeah.
I like to think about shit like movies. Yeah. Like TV shows and shit. So I just think of a whole scenario. It's like a little flick.
That makes sense.
Like, oh yes, let's paint this picture.
You built yourself.
I feel like if I purposely sat down to do that, then I would end up jerking off. Like, I feel like it would just.
You would. You definitely would.
Y'all talk about building fantasies and shit. I might
you
just.
You said romantic.
But I just mean they just be popping in my, it just be like cute. It'd be like, yeah. But if I laid down in bed and thought really the whole shit out, are you crazy? I'm gonna open up my eyes and I'm gonna be like, oh my God, what have I done? Fucking ectoplasm all over me. But anyway, that's everything.
I bet. So what are the lows from the last time we seen each other?
Oh my God. So my low is that while we were in Atlantic City, like I was I got this like nudge, and talking about intuition. Today's episode is about intuition. Yes. I had this like little nudge in my head and I was like, oh, cause you know, like Hassan had came like a little bit later, mm-hmm. and we were like transitioning hotels. It was just like a lot of like movement like going on. So he didn't have a moment, like it made the most sense for him to put his car in the second hotel that we were gonna go to instead of like pay to put it in the first one that we were currently at, because we were like about to leave anyway. But what he ended up doing was just like leaving his car like on the street. And it's and I'll get into like the details of this story like later on, because it all ties into intuition. Long ass story short, so after brother's like little party at his suite or whatever, we were about to go to the second hotel, and I was like, hey Hassan, I was like, you should move your car into the new garage now instead of like leaving it on the street overnight. Not because I thought anything was gonna happen, but just because I was like, it'll be less of a hassle for you to wake up in the morning and just go get your car from like right downstairs versus us having to drive you to, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, we do that, we leave brother's party or whatever, and then I drop him off like at his car, and his fucking windows are bashed in, like fucking shattered, bashed in. And then like we look across the street and John Carpio's over there and his windows are bashed in. Like it was just like crazy. Yeah. And I was like, well,
what side
well, we wasn't near Bally's, I tell you that. But yeah, it was just, and it's so crazy because it took me back to these moments when like I, you know, whenever like Anthony Rosado or like Dominic will like come to my house like in the hood, mind you, like we're like all in high school, and like they dressed like very flamboyantly, and it was always this thing where it was like I always was like, God, I hope, like me walking around my hood like whatever, right, fine, good, you know what I mean? But I used to always like walking with them, I used to always be like, God, I hope nothing goes down, because then like I'm going to feel like it's my fault. You know what I mean? Because it's like they're in my hood and like they came here to see me, like da-da-da. So like instantly for like a hot second, like in that moment, I was like, damn, like this is my fault. Like I felt so bad.
Because you told them to move the car.
Well, I didn't tell them soon enough. Mm. Like that little intuition thing came to me like later on. I just felt like,
your fault.
Well, yeah, I just felt like it was my fault, because I was like, because he's here, period. But then I was like, I was like, no, wait, hold on. This is not my soiree. Yeah. I was like, this is all, bro. You know what I mean? So I had to like take myself through that. And not saying that it did not make me feel bad anymore for his predicament, but it did make me feel unresponsible. And I just needed to like get that level of clarity through for myself before I could like proceed on to like help him with everything. Cause I was just feeling, I was like, yo, I'm about to turn into like the Dark Knight of Atlantic City. And just like, I like
find the person.
No, it's crazy. I was telling him, I spoke with him after and I was like, I'm like so proud of like how you handled that situation. I was like, cause that would have broke me. Like shit like that.
Yo, honestly, that
did
nigga.
Did he steal anything?
No, that was the other thing. Nobody took anything. They just bashed his windows in. Like on some, haha, we're out for a night. Boom, boom, look what I can do. Like it would have been better if somebody took shit because that means that you needed it. But it was really like, this was for nothing. And I was like, wow, like I would have turned into like the vigilante of AC. Like,
yeah, nah, facts. Situations where I like, I would flip, that nigga Hassan be so like, I wouldn't even say that he's chill because probably inside this nigga be like tweaked
warping
out.
Yeah.
But like he's so calm on the outside. I'd be like, bro, I would have like hit something.
Yeah.
By now, I would have been yelling at niggas.
It's like, very, it's very different. And I was just like,
some people react differently. Yeah.
All right.
I would have been like, what the fuck?
No, that was me. You hear me? I recorded it. And all you hear me is like, yo, what the fuck? Cause we mad lit. We also just coming from this shit. I'm just like, yo, what the fuck?
Nah, that's funny.
Damn,
as hell,
they had to
bro.
Go home cold.
That's what I was imagining. Because they left John and Lillian left that same night. Like they left right away. So it was like 3 a.m. and I just kept picturing them like driving through like on the highway. Lillian was in this cute ass dress. I was like, yo, she's gonna be freezing.
Sorry, but you seen the movie Dumb and Dumber?
I don't remember it.
Oh my god, there's a part when they're sitting on the little moped, but the car breaks down, so they get on the moped and it's freezing. And when they get to the hotel, they have like icicles down their buggies. And I just stopped. I'm sorry.
Hilarious.
I'm glad you guys made it. Poor
babies, yeah.
All right. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
No, and I'm not coping with anything.
All right, copy, cool. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
Financial, just repairing this account, trying to. But you know, funny, still no shifts. Still no shifts. So yeah, I have a lot of but you know, I also like feel it coming. I got this coin while I was in Hawaii. And I've always wanted like a Japanese coin, and I finally found one there, and I got it, and I put it in my wallet, and like an hour later, I just felt something, you know, like emanating from it, and I was like, "Ooh, okay, mad shit is about to like come my way," so I'm excited for it.
Okay, emanating.
Okay.
All right. So the miracle question, you know, if everything was wiped away, how do you feel? How much fun are you having?
I feel like Jay-Z. Like, I remember when my account was, like, back where, you know, like, it once was. And I remember, like, walking around and I was like, damn, this must be how Jay-Z felt. I was like, I could buy that. I could buy you if I wanted. You know what I mean? Like, I was just going. I was going off in my head. I would, like, there's always times when I remember very specific thoughts that I have. And I will never forget that night. I was just walking around and I was just having all these different thoughts. But so yeah, I would feel like Jay-Z.
All right. So what are you doing for the world, Mr. Jay-Z?
Well,
whole,
you know, I'm just doing the same shit I was doing before. Nothing, you know, nothing too philanthropic at the moment right now. But you know, as long as I'm good, you know, when people may or may not need, I could stretch out, you know, like a little hand. But yeah.
Alrighty. So now we're gonna move into our second segment, the ball drop.
Hey.
We have to keep hope alive during these times. So here at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's as we watch the spherical light fall.
Left.
I got that bitch.
There you go. I see you.
Alright. So we're gonna get into some goals. Addy, you first up.
I got that one.
I'd be like, caught.
You know, just continue. my
consistency. That is
yes,
a goal.
Yes, because I went to Trader Joe's and I got my food, and it just felt so good to keep on like cooking for myself. I made this stuffed baked potato with creamy black beans and peppers and onions and.
Wow.
Avocado salad. And it's just so amazing, you know, to just cook. I haven't cooked for myself in a little bit, so I want to continue that for next week.
That's awesome.
That's a great goal. Home cooked meals, nothing like them.
Yes.
All right. DJ.
Yeah, I have initiated the workout, and, you know, I think I just need to enter my off month now, just like cut out all the bullshit.
Because we all have that photo shoot in December.
Oh shit, that's right. I forgot about that.
I'm gonna just do some push-ups before.
There you go. I'm gonna try to get crazy. I also want a Nier next week.
Now I want to do that too.
Cause you know it's
a
process.
We're gonna get my eyebrows done tomorrow, and it's been a okay. Sorry, no, it's your turn.
Yes. Yeah, I wanna Nier.
Manicure, pedicure.
Just you know the self care.
Why is it so much money?
I know. Yeah, everything.
That shit do cost bread.
Yeah, it's like $200 for. I mean, it's less for y'all, but for me, that's like. Close to $200 already.
Yeah, that's why you gotta do everything yourself. I'm gonna be in that shower getting all the crevices, you know what I mean? Cause sometimes I like to flip back and forth between, you know, having like my hairy caveman body and then like my twinkie sleek Johnson Johnson's booty baby butt. So yeah, I'm trying to get back into that mode. Just for a little bit, you know, just for a little bit. And then I guess like organically, I'm also, you know, I just want to have a great fuck session next week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck
it. Session, yeah.
Oh, and I, ooh.
Okay, hello, yeah. It's been since Hawaii. I fucked this Hawaiian boy while I was there. It was great, but.
It's been since Hawaii.
Yeah, it's been since Hawaii.
Wow.
Hawaii was not long ago.
Hawaii was not long ago, but also the search was tragic. Like the other thing about Hawaii, I mean, I guess it depends on what island you're on, but like Waikiki, definitely, I could not live there because there was nothing to look at. Like there was nothing.
The island of Waikiki.
Yeah, I don't know what she was rapping about because shit was tough.
Because
it's finally famous. Hey, yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you two? What's your goal for next week?
I gotta get this rent money accumulated before I slide down south for my birthday and shit.
Period. Yes.
That's all that's on my nugget.
Love it.
Alrighty.
Where we going to next? Where we going to? We have...
Drop a gem.
Period.
Yeah, I don't have a gem this week.
Oh, that's old?
Yeah, that's old. I just keep it there. Excuse me.
Sorry.
So I can think of
why
all
he trying
my
to call
gems.
You out? Nigga be trying to call you out. Though.
Whoops. What about you two? What's your gem?
I would say that my only gem, and I thought about this on my way here, be open to new things. You know what I'm saying? New doors lead to new journeys, which leads to cool new shit to learn. So,
this
yeah,
is true.
Just be open. Stay aware.
Okay. Yes.
What gems you got for us, my guy?
I don't got any.
No, you ain't got no gems?
No gems.
Only nigga with a gem.
Go off. Go off. Right.
Well, I'm going to get into the affirmations.
All right.
I have one, and it is, I am no longer afraid of what could go wrong.
I like that.
I am no longer afraid of what could go wrong.
Love it. Love
I like
it.
That.
Yes. And those are my old ones. Do not delete it.
Oh, excuse me. My affirmation, I mean, I don't have one here, but I would say I've just been thinking about that one meme I saw lately. Just walk in there like God sent you, you know. That's it.
Hey, that's a really great that. One I like that one too.
You gotta write that down.
Yeah, yeah, facts. Put that in there.
Walk,
you know,
in
what I'm
there
saying?
Like God sent you.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid of whatever could go wrong. Cause
just...
Yeah. Affirmations. Do I have any affirmations? My being is an affirmation.
Hey.
That's
okay.
That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? We just out here living shit.
All right. I see you. My being is an affirmation.
Let's get into one of our favorite parts. Tragos.
Tragos.
Traguito made for Latinos. Tragos is a drinking card game your abuelita will not approve of. Each box holds 109 ridiculously true Latino reference cards designed with unique categories to get La Fiesta started. Drink and play responsibly.
Yes, we got to get on these sponsors to get some drinks to go with these cards.
Yeah, because right now it's looking like water.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got water right now. We're
keeping it healthy.
Yeah, we keeping it healthy. Keeping it cute. Remember our goals?
It's a Wednesday.
That part. All right, I'll kick it off with my first card. We each have two. This says, if you say carajo or coño at least once a day, take three sips.
I'm taking three sips.
You be in here
water.
Talking about coño.
Coño. Ay, carajo.
Carajo.
I don't say carajo. Yeah, that's so like
old school. It's old school, right?
Carajo. Oh,
carajo land.
Like older people say carajo.
Yeah, I was about to say, my grandma say carajo. Carajo.
Coño is, you know, like...
Yeah, fuck. It's like hip to the hop.
It's fuck. It's like, coño, man. Yeah. That's how Dominican people say, coño, man. Es que tú siempre estás con...
Oh, shit.
Or you'd be like, coño, maldita.
Oh, yes. I hear that one, too. And I stay hearing that.
I got to brush up about that.
I stay hearing that carajo land shit.
Yeah, carajo land is when you live mad.
Mad deep, man. Yeah. Far, yeah. Okay, you want to pick yours?
Oh, yes. Where? Here?
Mm-hmm.
Either or.
Categories. Take turns naming Latino dishes. Whoever repeats an answer takes too long. Whoever repeats an answer or takes too long takes to five. Okay, that was weird. Whoever repeats an answer... Or it takes too long, takes five sips. It's just needed another comma.
Well, I see like the words like moving around on your card. Like, so I'm like,
shut up.
I'm like,
no, they needed a comma in there.
grammatical error.
Yeah. Whoever repeats an answer, it takes too long, takes five sips. No commas.
Shut up.
Okay, kick us off.
So, Latino dishes. Patelitos.
Mango.
Pernil.
Ensalada de papa.
Plátanos maduros.
Arroz con pollo.
Patelón de papa.
Empanadas. Oh, wait, now you said pasolitos.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
It's the same shit. Take your five sips.
Take your
five. From my imaginary
there
cup.
There you go. Five.
Go.
Nigga say go.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn to pick a card.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Your turn.
Dragos round. Play a Spanish song. And pick a player in the group to dance to it. If they skip, they take a shot.
Hey, okay. What you
gonna do? I'm gonna play.
All right. While you are looking for that, I'll go to my next one. If your name is Jose, Maria, Carolina, or Alex, take two sips. I'm dead.
Not
That's
me.
So funny.
You the nigga that got a dance,
Alex,
by the way.
Or who?
I got a Carolina, Alex, Maria, or Jose.
Crazy.
Yeah, we know Catalina's, we know Alex.
I got a nigga named Jose.
I feel like too. Yeah, who?
My stepmom.
Oh.
Her name is Maria.
Who dancing? This nigga?
You dancing.
This nigga.
Everyone dancing this seat too. This one.
This nigga.
Mami, a mí me gusta tu descendencia entera. Porque
you gotta pick somebody to dance.
You gotta dance.
Yeah. You dance. Hey.
Wait, what to say? Oh, hey!
Hey, that way you gotta record it.
Hey yo, this shit funny as hell, bro.
Hey, now why Derek looking like an old man? Yeah.
Nah, I'm crying.
Oh man,
that's
oh,
my shit. Man. I love it.
El Alfa. Well, shout out to El Alfa. You know, from DR. He's just been hitting all the stages. Madison Square from DR to Madison Square. Out here.
Yeah, man. That shit had the summer on fire.
Yo, word.
All right, Allie, is your turn for your card?
Yes.
Is it?
So.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did mine.
Do your hips keep you from fitting into most jeans? If so, take two sips.
Where my cup at?
Now, this shit's been listening to my... Actually, I fit all my jeans right now.
Talk your shit.
Go off. Go off. Period.
All right. Most likely to. All right. So on three, everyone point at the player they think is the biggest. What does it say? See? Chismoso? Chismosa?
Chismosos, which is the...
Was that the biggest simp?
No, that's like people who just always talking about other people.
Yeah, just like they gossip a lot. Gossip, like chismos.
Like chime. Chime is like all gossip. Right.
Yeah.
Let's okay, get it. One, two, three.
No, fuck, I can't hear you.
We on your ass, boy. You wasn't going to get out of that one.
Nah, I'm
crying.
I'm pointing at myself, too.
I'm crying.
It depends who you being, chismoso.
It depends on when you catch me. I be talking shit.
Not if it's the homie, you're going to always be like, yo, you heard.
Right.
But if you like, just randomly, random people, like, you're purely, like.
Yeah, nah, you're a weirdo.
Nah, that's
how people get beat up.
I love it.
Take these cards, bro.
All right. Well, that was Tragos.
Yes. Thank you, Traguitos.
Yes.
Bow.
All right. We're going to get into our last section of the show. This is the High Vibration Handbook of How-Tos. This is chapter 3, I think.
Wow.
Or is it 4? No, this is 3.
I think it's...
Nope. This is definitely chapter 4 now.
Yeah, it's 4.
How to follow your intuition. Yes. Hey. Okay. And with us trying to figure this out, you know, first we're going to talk about like some personal experiences, of course, but we're also going to try to take you all through the who, what, when, where, and why of like intuition videosa. So let's start off with who has intuition. So, you know, I've come to discover that everybody does, basically. Animals, humans. I was trying to figure out if plants have intuition. Now, there's a little debate here. There was a debate that happened long ago that was basically like, I forgot who tried to prove that like plants have like feelings and emotions and things like that. But they were like discredited. But then like the case got like brought up again because they're basically saying that like plants can instinctually... you know, intuition, instinct, blah, blah, blah. Plants instinctually sometimes, you know, like they grow toward light when they're not getting enough. And, you know, like their light is their food.
Yeah.
Or you have like niggas like Venus flytraps when they sense the little shit landing on them, they can like snap.
They have
and
actual sensors.
Right. Exactly. Right. The little bristles of like teeth that right, are like exactly. down there and stuff like that. So I was trying to figure it out. It's inconclusive, but needless to say, everybody basically has intuition, and somewhere along whatever I was like looking up, somebody put it in this one way by saying that like intuition is another sense that we have within us. Animals rely heavily on their intuition for survival, and it is at the core of every living being. This is their first resource, where humans learn to use cognitive abilities and subsequently have paid less attention to and even ignored their intuition, which was interesting to me. Okay, so who has intuition? Everybody.
Yes.
What is intuition?
So I have what is intuition is trusting. Okay, wait, hold on. That wasn't supposed to be there. it is the ability to know something without analytical reasoning, bridging the gap between the conscious and the non-conscious parts of our mind. Trusting your intuition is the ultimate act of trusting yourself.
Okay. So it all has to do with like trusting yourself. As I was like looking at... Yeah,
and like with the conscious and the unconscious, those two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As I was like reading my stuff, I came across the fact that there's three types of intuition. Mm-hmm. Directional, social, and informational.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was interesting.
That is interesting because this whole time I thought there was only one.
Yeah.
Which is like your personal...
Like your inner voice type shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and recently they've been able to break it down to like three different types. But yeah. All right. So when is intuition triggered?
When is intuition triggered?
Yes.
Okay, so I tried to get into a little research and stuff.
Yes, uh-huh. But, the research.
Yeah, I tried. You know what I'm saying? I had to. But I would say that it's present like during all decisions, and also just like any type of major decisions. Like like, all right, so say you with somebody and you like feel like you should need to break up with this person, you know what I'm saying? And you don't really want to, like, there's no feelings that make you want to except for this one just like out the blue, non-emotionally driven thought that's just like, hey, yo, you know what? I might have to be off this. Mm. On some shit, you know? So it's just like moments like that. There's not really anything that I've found that said like when intuition is triggered, mm-hmm. as opposed to it being like something that's just always running in the background. Like
the foreground.
Actually, it said that your thoughts are what runs inside your subconscious and what's all the things that you're thinking and stuff, and your intuition is like a clear feeling. It said that your intuition is not even a thought for real. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really appear as like words, but more so just like a strong like a feeling. That's like a urge.
Yeah, I'm like, is it?
This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I need to do right now. You know?
Yep. The calling.
Just off of that, like, it's not thoughts, because sometimes it could get confusing with thoughts. Like, but we're probably gonna get into it more too. Like, it's, I feel like it's more such like a gut thing. Like,
it's definitely like a gut
thing. Feel it in the pit of your stomach.
Right. Exactly. It's like,
and you don't, yeah.
There's various like emotional and just like bodily responses and shit like that happens when your intuition kicks in. And that's what a lot of the articles spoke about, is just like how deep of a feeling it is. Because people could think that it's just like, oh, you know, I had this thought. And like sometimes it could come like that. I would say that that's like a byproduct of one's intuition initially, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, it's really just a deep feeling like, yo, this is what I need to do. This is what I shouldn't do. You feel me? And since I asked the question on Google, because like I typed that shit in exactly how it was. Just like, all right, when is intuition triggered? And it brought up another interesting topic of intuition and like fear. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to run into this shit all the time where like I'll be talking to women and it'd be like on some like, my intuition telling me that you XYZ, and I just be like, all right, is it intuition or like your trauma? Because I'm not doing none of the shit that you talking about. So now what?
Right.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh, am I ooh? It's the intuition. It's always the intuition, my
name. Well, fun.
I've had to like really ask myself the same question. You know what I'm saying? Like when I stop myself from doing a certain thing, or if I like make myself do something, it's just like, okay, am I doing this because it's actually my intuition telling me that this is something that I should do because it's good for my life and my life path and all this shit, or is it because I'm actually afraid of something else? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you really gotta analyze all your shit.
Because I have random facts and, well, points here, so I'm just gonna try to like bring them out. Facts, it makes sense.
Hell yeah.
Because I know there's still other questions. But just piggybacking off that of like the fear and like I read on Psychology Today that article that said they had like points about intuition, and one of them was stress favors intuition, sadness doesn't. And I thought that was so interesting. And I think it comes with what you were saying too, which, and they put deliberation is a luxury. In dire situations, say while being chased by a bear, you don't have time to weigh all your options. You follow your first instinct, run. You know, you run.
Yep.
But I think that also comes with like emotional things too, where it's just like you really think like it's your intuition, like, but yeah, then it could really be like deep rooted shit.
Right.
That you just.
Yeah, like trauma.
Or like you keep, like, and because it's been happening, like, let's say plenty of times before. Like, it's just automatically, right. Like, what if that turns into your intuition too?
Right, because
like if you think about it the other way.
Because it becomes like routine.
Yeah,
I think there's something very interesting to say with like with intuition. I think maybe with intuition vocalizing itself the loudest, like in moments of fear. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it's when we are you know, on the precipice of like some type of like change, or like just something like, I don't know, like wild is like about to happen, is when like that intuition kicks in that we actually try to like listen to, versus like the everyday intuition that Tu was talking about as well. They kind of like it does not sit in the foreground, but it's like always actively running, that a lot of people ignore on an everyday basis. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's normally in times of crisis that someone's like, okay, let me listen to this thing inside me. You know, it's like, right. Should I take this job in Los Angeles and move away? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's when we try to like tune in. But like, what about that everyday shit? Very interesting.
I read something just now, mm-hmm. in these articles, and it says that, Intuition is highly efficient if you don't think about it too much.
Yes.
And I can like 1,000% say that that is facts.
That's on my list too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Bet. So it's just like when we're dealing with all of these stressors in life and shit, it's not really possible for our intuition to come through because we're thinking so much about the problem. And that's another thing that I read in one of these other articles and shit.
And we get too deeply attached to intuitive beliefs, and I am been very guilty of that. But it's tricky to define because it's like it comes with the patterns and stuff like that, and then like other shit that you went through. Because I do feel like your intuition when it comes to certain topics, like let's say we're talking about relationships, I feel like you can program it.
100%.
Low key, but then I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of like subconsciously program it.
Yeah, that's how programming takes place. Yeah. So it's not even like nothing.
Because it happens through experiences. You know right. what I mean? So those experiences is what subconsciously programs you.
It's like the thing with the habits that we were talking about earlier, how it takes 21-30 yeah. days to break a form of habit. Mm-hmm. That's that same subconscious teaching. Right. So if like you're going through a situation or all of these situations that mirror each other back to back to back, or just like over this amount of years, that becomes that routine, mm-hmm. that gets embedded in your subconscious and shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's like, that thinking is now part of your brain.
Yeah, no.
But how do you not think, like if you have an intuition, sometimes intuitions don't go away. So how do you not think about it too much if they don't go away?
I don't, decision. So... Yeah, well, yes, absolutely, like, decision, right? But also, like, I didn't take that as, like, because then that's, like, you ignoring your intuition, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't take what you said about, like, not thinking about it in that way. What I took it as is the thing that I said a couple of episodes ago about, like, you know, like, kind of, you know, like, the story I gave about, like, Alice being lost in the forest and not knowing which way to go, and it's, like, just walk. Like, you just have to walk because... Synonym for us in intuition nowadays, right, is, or like at least in our community, intuition is tantamount to spirit, you know what I mean? Say things like, oh, we move with spirit, mm-hmm. it means that we're just going with that innate voice that right. we know to be true. Yeah. So by not thinking about the decision so much and just following spirit is, I think, with that came from that you were talking about.
It's really like there's that, and then it's also just like as simple as if I have a issue or some shit that I need to like solve, but I'm thinking too much about it to the point where I can't solve it. That's like my time where I take a step back and I'm like, you know what? Let me meditate, because I know when I meditate that like, yeah, I'm gonna have all of these thoughts running inside the background and shit, but my primary thought is going to be focus on your breathing. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes closed. Focus on your breathing. Keep your eyes closed. Those are my only two like primary thoughts. Whatever could be going on in the background until I get to this point of like slowing down or stillness. But I feel like you have to like grant yourself space and opportunity for your intuition to like reach you.
Oh yeah, and that's going to definitely come back up mm-hmm. later on when we discuss how to fine tune or like how to sharpen your intuition. Yeah. But I also wanted to know where does intuition happen? And I discovered that intuition is housed in the ventromedial prefrontal cortex of the brain. It's this area that stores information regarding like past rewards as well as like punishments. So Addie, this kind of goes to what you were saying about, you know, like the subconscious programming, because like if our intuition is based on past experiences and, you know, like rewards and punishments and things like that. It's like, yeah, like that's exactly how intuition is kind of like built in a sense. It's the part of the brain that remembers like when you've been burned by certain decisions in the past and makes you fear making the same mistake twice, basically. So yeah, a lot of our intuition is based off of past experiences and fear, you know what I mean? And us not wanting to make those again, which is why...
Like,
which is why it's not
where's
shocking.
Where's the real intuition? Where's the real without the
in the real intuition? Please stand up.
That ass. But it's that. It's the one. I think you know. It's the one
the inner child, maybe.
It could come up in that form.
We had no real fears when we were younger.
Yeah, I think it could definitely come up in that form. But I think it's the one that you listen to when you're not in those moments of crises, you know what I mean? Like you can train yourself how to really listen to your intuition if you follow your intuition every day and not just in those panicky moments, you know?
Yeah, as soon as you said that,
it starts clicking.
Felt that thought. I was like, yo, now that's facts. Like if you work with your intuition outside of moments where you feel like, damn, I need a fucking sign right now, you know what I'm saying? And you just pay attention to the signs throughout your daily life.
Yep.
That shit fine tunes.
That's why all of us with the, you know, like me with like seeing the 614s and the 146 and us seeing the 333s and all the angel, you know what I mean? That's us subconsciously, but very consciously fine tuning and practicing us. Practicing using our intuition every day, not just in those like, oh shit, some shit is going south. Give me a, you know what I mean? Yeah.
In the Psychology Today article, it says one of the points is intuition can be improved with practice. Mm-hmm. To have good intuition in any domain requires a lot of practice.
Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, you really know
in a little sense. I love that.
Psychology,
Right. You know what I'm saying? And why should we follow our intuition? And, you know, we could give some examples. I mean, I'll just go back to like that Atlantic City moment, like really quickly, right? After everything had like went down and after we were like inspecting the scene and shit like that, Carpio had said that when he first parked in that spot, he noticed all the glass. So like the same way that like their glass windows was like on the floor now, he said that when he parked in that spot earlier that day, he saw the glass on the floor of the parking spot behind him. And he said that he said to himself, I probably shouldn't park here. But then he said that he did it anyway. And look what happened, right? So I feel like we should follow our intuition because at the end of the day, intuition is a part of ego and it is trying to protect us. You know, like I was having this conversation with somebody and they were the thing that we were talking about, you know, they were basically like, you know, like at first I felt like this way, but then I thought to myself, oh, you know, like I can trust you and like XYZ and blah blah blah. And then I was like, but wait, hold on now. I said that initial feeling, you know, he was like, oh, like I'm so sorry for like feeling that first way. And I was like, no. I was like, you have to find a balance. I was like, because that initial thought that you had was your intuition. And it's so funny that like we're talking about this now, but I was like, that initial thought that you had was your intuition and it's there to protect you, you know? And I was like, even though like, you know me and like blah, 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 you know, he was like, oh, like I would rather wait for like a situation to arise and then like me have to like be wary of you. And I was like, well, you don't want to do that with every, you know what I mean? I was like, you have to find a balance because you don't always want to wait until you end up in certain situations in order for you to like learn the lesson. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you're not prepared.
Right.
Then you go off of another feeling, you know, in that moment, and then you could be fucked too.
Yeah, like, you just get
like,
fucked.
It's not guaranteed that your intuition is gonna always be right in the moments of crisis.
Exactly, you know? Right. So I was telling him, I was like, the thing that you feel right away, it is trying to protect you. I was like, don't completely ignore it. I was like, a great thing to do would be to just ask questions.
I was about to say, ask clarity. A couple questions. Mm-hmm.
Just you know, ask a couple questions. I said, I would have had no problem with you saying to me, what are your intentions behind this? I would have answered you, and then we could have kept it pushing from there. I was like, it's not something for you to ignore and wait and then see if I do some like weird shit later on. You know, I was like, that's wild. Like, you don't want to do that with anybody, because like, yeah, you trust me, but like, what about the other people you give chances like that to? Like, they could really like fuck you over in some way, you know? So that was my example. What about yours of like, why should we follow our intuition?
Yeah, well, circling back to trusting yourself, I do agree, like, you should trust your intuition and sometimes go with it, most of the time go with it, because it is the ultimate act of trusting yourself, and there is a lot of power in trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it develops everything else, I feel.
Agreed.
And stands ground on who the fuck you are.
Yeah. Do you have any examples of like a moment that you failed or succeeded to use your intuition?
Yes. You ever dated a cheater?
You know, I can't say that I have.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, yeah. I mean, just going back to relationship, like. But it took me years to trust myself in that relationship when it came to the cheating, because I was going against it until I finally trusted it. And I was right. And I was right the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
4 years later.
Wow.
Look at that.
Shawty's be knowing.
Yep.
Crazy.
And psychology today says listening to your intuition helps you avoid unhealthy situations. So listen to that shit. If you feel it in the first month, ladies, or the first 2 weeks,
get out.
I mean, there is levels, you know, ask your questions, because that will give you more clarity. Yep. But like, if you feel that shit, like, it's just not worth it, because you're like, you going against it could just make time and then you just. That shit doesn't go away.
Nope.
I feel that.
Avalanches. How about you two? Why should we follow our intuition?
I'm like over here trying to rack my brain, trying to figure out like one specific moment that trumps all the other moments. Because I feel like my intuition is like always working now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't really remember a time when it wasn't. Because niggas have always been able to pick up on like energy.
Yes.
All types of shit. You know what I'm saying? So if like I step in a party, and I'm just like, damn, it feel a little funny in this bitch.
Yes, I have moments like that. Before I used to feel bad for leaving, now I just be out.
I dip. And then that'll be the time when I like get home and you wake up in the morning, you hear like, hey, yo, niggas did XYZ at the party last night after this time. And I'm just like, damn, I'm glad I came home, smoked my spliff. Like,
wait, I feel like I'm always cutting you off now, because yesterday I had a moment coming outside the train. I just see, like, you know, it's like, because I left the office here, like, late. I got home, like, around 2-something, and I see a white van and, like, two guys getting out. Hey. I see it from the end of the block. You think I took another step? I've crossed the street quick.
That should be tripping me out.
But then I kept looking. I was just seeing, like, what was it? And it was just, they were just getting stuff out. But still. Like, I wasn't going to pass by that white van. Exactly. It was, like, two doors open. Two men got out. Like, listen, standing on the block. Like,
if you drive one of them little dusty-ass white vans, or some dusty ass black shit.
The white man.
Tinted
ass
windows and all that, bro. You could keep that shit. I don't know why y'all still got them hoes, bro.
I don't care. It's
different.
Right.
This is very different.
Keep that shit. Niggas traumatized.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so interesting. I feel like I learned how to really hone my intuition, circling back on a story. In those moments when like Dominic and Anthony like used to come over, like I feel like I had to be so hyper alert and just like really listen to myself about like which block to walk down, you know what I mean? And it was like literally only like when I was with them, but like it trained me. Like even like there was like this one time where like Dominic and I like got on the train, and it was like 8 motherfuckers that like got on, and like one like sat next to him and like held a knife to him and was like, yo, give me, like, it was always some shit. And then he was like, yo, give me your watch. Because he had this like nice ass watch with like fucking rhinestones. It was rhinestones. It wasn't even diamonds. Niggas was ODN. It was like rhinestones on the rim. And and it's crazy because me and Dominic always had this like thing where like we looked at each other and I could tell that we were having the same thought. It was like, all right, I could take two of these niggas, you could take two of these niggas, but damn it's four more. So
we were doing shit like that.
Yeah. So it was really kind of just like when you know you just gotta like concede to the situation, but. Ever since that moment, I learned how to tell which carts not to get on. Like, yeah, you just start feeling just, all these things.
I mean, living
things.
In New York City, every kid, their intuition is on a different level. I don't care what no one says.
We on some ninja shit.
We have to be hyper alert. Yeah. Every block we on the train, like, you have to be hyper alert. I don't care who you are.
To survive. To survive. All right. If nobody else has any other stories or examples, we are going to close you all out with five effective ways to sharpen intuition. This article was written by Arena Uge, but she got the concepts from Sonia Choquette.
Weird, that was going to be my next question. Like, how do I practice this shit? How do I practice more besides just always waiting for experiences?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you guys want to open up that link, we're basically just going to read the five sections in the same way that we divided up the questions.
My phone did.
Oh, I love that for you. And... Yeah, Addie's going to partner up with you. So Sonia Choquette she's been teaching people for like over 35 years on like how to unleash their intuition. She's written 14 books in 17 languages on the subject. She has a PhD in metaphysics and she has even been featured on...
Come through the New York Dome.
Okay, deadass. CNN, NBC, and ABC. She has also been the personal intuitive advisor, and this is what got me, to Louise Hay, Dr. Wayne Dyer and Julia Cameron, which Julia Cameron is the woman who wrote that book. Oh, I don't know if you read it yet. You need to read it. Julia Cameron wrote the book The Artist's Way. And you know how like I used to have like mad like
your Artist's Way
groups. Yeah.
Clubs.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, okay, she's Julia Cameron's little intuitive advisor. I was like, okay, this woman wants to be lit. But anyway, here are some of the things.
The first one, I feel like my intuition is dying laughing at me right now. With the first one.
Wait.
Shut up! Because I've been going against that one a little bit.
I'm crying. Okay, so number one is find solitude. Find solitude. She says, in a world packed with information, disinformation, other people's opinions, and media campaigns, it's pretty hard to differentiate between your inner voice and the voice of the external world. Spend 30 minutes each day being alone and listening to yourself. Ask yourself questions. You'll be surprised what answers come out of you. Take this time to let your thoughts flow and listen to yourself. Whether you're meditating or journaling, these 30 minutes will allow you to get in touch with who you really are and not what the world wants you to be.
Tap in.
Okay. She says, to sharpen your intuition, you need to become familiar with how your inner voice speaks to you and what its personality is. Once you have a good idea of who you are, your intuition will become louder and louder until it overpowers all the other voices in the world. That is factual.
Okay, Sonia.
Yeah. So you and two are already practicing these things. Two meditates and you meditate and journal. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we are.
And sometimes sitting like with no music, no nothing, just in my room laying down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I'm high is I'm sorry. I feel it more when I'm high and I lay down.
Nah, I do too. You talking about meditating?
Or just like
or just chilling,
meditating. Like pause stillness,
like just like a pause stillness, like you're just laying down and like high, like it's just
it'd be a vibe.
Yeah, it'd be a vibe.
I just be listening to outside, like
Or sometimes when there's nothing outside, like that you don't listen to for like 10 minutes, that feels great.
So I love
just,
it.
Like, quiet.
Yeah,
I'm dead ass just here.
Right.
Interesting.
Now you do that too, like in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you don't be on like no type of
social,
nothing or no shit like
that. He does that. He doesn't play blasting music.
That's after.
No.
Annoying ass. That should be having me anxious.
Excuse me.
I was talking about the solitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like I wouldn't even count, like, if someone is on, like, social media and shit like that, like, I don't count that as my solitude if I'm sitting here on Instagram. No. And Twitter,
you're right, because that's visual
still,
noise.
And
right.
You're still interacting.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, you're still inside the worlds of other people. So that, like, disconnect that you do, like, every morning, every night before you go to sleep, right when you wake up, that's, like, another form of that solitude.
You're so right. I didn't think about that. Thank you. You have number two? Or?
Oh, yes, I'll do number two. Okay. Number two is put yourself in someone else's shoes. Another crucial part of intuition is the ability to feel what someone else is thinking or going through. Ooh, shout out to my water signs.
That's actually...
We feel. And, you know, other people. It's so natural, you probably haven't even realized that you do this already. For example, when you're with a friend and you pick up if they feel happy or sad, or in a group of strangers and you sense that someone feels out of place or stressed. I feel it more with groups. Like if I'm hosting something and someone's in the corner, I don't even have to look at them. I can feel them, like, damn, I have to make them feel included. Like, and it has to be my mission. Like, it's my mission to make everyone feel welcome.
You know how to pick up on that vibe.
Yes. This energy you're picking up comes from your intuition. To build your intuition in relationships, you need to let go of judgment and practice putting yourself in someone else's shoes. By doing this, you're able to read people on a deeper level. This is incredibly important as everything that we do involves other people. Once your intuition gains strength, finding a soulmate, a business partner, or picking a group of friends will end up in a more positive outcomes. Ooh, let me save that. Let me copy and paste that.
I definitely agree, and it's something that... I heartily agree. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of it lately. Hey, it's, yeah.
I feel like that's always something for me where I just be knowing, bro. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'll be around my homies and shit, and niggas ain't got to say a word. They'll have a thought, and I'll be like, yo, you know something? That's funny, because I knew that you was thinking. Right? And it sound like I'm just being like some weird magical ass nigga. It's just like, nigga, how the fuck you knew? And it's just like, bro, I don't know how I knew, but I know that I thought like 5 minutes ago exactly what the fuck you saying right now. And you thought that shit like a minute ago, and you just now saying it. So it's just like we had the same thought at the same time.
I had many moments like that. Weird.
That's it. Me too. The weirdest ones for me is when I'm walking down the street, I swear other people's thoughts will jump into my brain. Because I'll have a thought, like, intrude that is, like, just so not me. And then, like, I'll look and I'll be like, that's what that bitch over there is thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so weird, like, how it happens. Like, it dead be, like, awesome.
I feel people's energies when I'm walking down the street. Like, I can feel, like, it's, like, I can feel it.
That's why I hate being tight, yo. I pulled up to work tight one time, and Addy was like, yeah, nah, I could kind of tell.
Yeah. I was like, you know, just say it. No, I felt it.
Number three?
You want to do three?
Threes. I got it on.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you, Lil. Okay, so number three is acknowledge your vibes. Everyone has vibes, but few acknowledge them. The next time you feel something, acknowledge this feeling. Focus on it and ask yourself what this could mean. This vibe you're getting might urge you to do something, warn you of something, or try to tip you off about what's coming. Okay, we get tips out here.
Okay.
This happens a lot when you meet people. You might be left with a positive or negative vibe, and this is your intuition telling you something. And it's up to you to acknowledge this vibe and act on it. As you practice this, you'll recognize your intuition when it surfaces. That is another thing that has happened a lot. Yeah. And I can think of a fucking moment right now where my homie invited me like to some random ass dinner, important people and shit one time. I pull up and there's this nigga in there. And he's like, oh, you do music? I'm XYZ, da da da. Some nigga with shades just like mad frantic and shit. Look like a cokehead.
Mad sporadic crack energy.
Yeah, I was just like, yo, what the fuck is good with this man? And like, why he keeps selling himself to me like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's number red one flags. Red flag for me.
Yeah.
If you sell yourself to me too much, red flag. I'm off it.
Wow.
And that nigga did just that. And he's like, turns out he was some fugazi ass weirdo.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I'm thinking about a couple of, well, after that scenario is hysterical because it's making me think about somebody that we know whose name might rhyme with slave it fettuccine, but
yo, Yo, what the fuck?
Flavin? Who the fuck named that?
Oh, yeah, not low at all.
Yeah. But I was also going to say something else about this situation that made me think about something. Acknowledging your vibe. What, you have something?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like my strongest intuition, like in the certain point right now, where I feel like I have the strongest intuition, it definitely is like with people, like in a group setting, for sure. I feel like that's my strongest. Like, if, let's say if I'm meeting someone new, I know right away within the first 5 minutes if I could hang out with this person or not. Mm-hmm. In the long run. Or like, let's say, like, you know, other friends group where I'm just like, yeah, I never really fucked with you. Mm. You know, like, you just really, like, you know, and just I just know how to cut myself out. Yes. You know, really.
Yes,
well.
Yes,
yes.
I remember now. It reminded me of Caribbean Artist Girl, that first encounter. Yeah, when I was just like, no. I was like, no.
Of a client that we should have not worked with.
Yeah. But yeah, there that is. All right, number four, play the I Wonder game.
I wonder.
And now I wonder.
Oh, of course. So she says, here's a good way to get your intuition to come out and play with you. Say to yourself, I wonder, and finish that sentence with whatever pops up. Just let your mind wander in wonderment. I wonder what the color of the next car that drives by will be. I wonder who's going to call me next. I wonder what will be on special at the store today. I think special means sale. She's probably from like the UK or some shit. Sonia always says, wondering is the front door to intuition. And this game allows your mind to go beyond logical thinking and dig into intuition. Very interesting.
That is interesting.
Some wild shit did happen while I was playing. We was playing Kings over the weekend in Atlantic City. And there was this moment, it happened with Hassan and then it happened with Lillian, where I pointed to a card on the table and I was like, oh, this is your card, right? Like, you just put down that queen. And he was like, no, I didn't put that down. And I was like, you sure that's not your queen? And he was like, yeah, that's number one. It's my turn to draw. So I was like, all right, go ahead, draw. And then he like would draw a queen. Like, that should happen dead ass three times. It was once with him and I think twice with Lillian. So I just took a step back in my own head and I was like, I was like, my shit is growing. my shit growing again. Dead ass. I'm like,
Matilda. Yeah.
Hey, I'm like, yo, this is the part. Yeah, I'm like, this is getting wild. And then last but not least, number five.
Hold on.
Oh yeah, go ahead. What you got?
This tip right here is some shit that I low key thought about when earlier you was talking about some dude, and we was like ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, like, that is a good way to, like,
oh, yes.
Intuition type shit. Like, even some random small shit, just like in the morning, it's like, what should I eat?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
And it's like past, like, what am I craving type shit. It's like genuinely, like, what would be the best for my body mm-hmm. right now? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like the first thing that pops into your head. It's just like, oh, nigga, have an orange this morning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that.
Right.
Yes. Like, you know what? That's a vibe.
Yes. No,
small shit like that. You mm-hmm. do that shit on the regular, it's like your shit is just gonna continue
it
just to
feels
increase.
It.
Right.
I completely agree. Before you get into number five, but this reminds me of, you know, just like on the basis of, you know, taking things step by step. There's this fucking commercial. I think it comes on like Amazon, like my little Amazon Echo show device thingy. But I hear it all the time. And basically, they're like, oh, how do you run like a 10K? And they're like, a 10K run begins with like a 5K run. A 5K run begins with mm-hmm. a 1K run. Mm-hmm. A 1K run begins with a walk. A walk, a early morning walk begins with a good night's sleep. So they was like, so essentially a 10K run stems from a good night's sleep. And then like they like wrapped it around like that. And it was like, yeah, I like that. Cause it really gives you like each Especially. Step is so Level important, you know. Steps.
Slow progress better than no progress.
Hello, talk about it.
Yes, and let's get into the last one, which yes. is five, let your intuition make money for you. When you
Baby,
think
I need
about
this one.
Wealth,
come on now.
Business or work, intuition doesn't seem to fit in at all. But that just isn't true. Some of the most successful people in the world rely on their intuition to bring in the big bucks. Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates have all publicly credited intuition for their success. Most people wander through life without a clear path of where they want to be and how to get there. Instead, they rely on trial and error, which can be costly and painful.
Yep, throwing next yourself time, off the cliff, learning a lesson the hard way. I'm sorry, guys.
No, this is, I'm feeling this. Next time you work with money, tap into your intuition. Your intuition already knows if a deal will go sour, if a business partner is cheating you out of money, or where it feels your strength lie. Letting your intuition guide to you, the best possible outcomes is a shortcut to a life of abundance.
That's right. So moving through all your, even your business experiences with spirit is basically what that's saying. It's like just trust yourself. Yeah.
There's power in trusting yourself.
Yeah.
Fully. That kind of like made me think of a point too, like in the very last couple minutes. I think that as a people, we like glorify this learning shit the hard way thing. You know what I'm saying? And we don't have to.
Nope.
For real. Like nobody really ever said that the shit had to be like that. It's just like somebody made it like that one day and was just like, oh, well, this is just how it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything has to be fucking abysmal in order for me to learn from it. It's just like, nah, you know, like if you build your intuition or like even heed your intuition, because it's not even like niggas' intuitions is not active. Because like how many times have we been like, oh fuck,
I should not have did,
you know what I'm saying? And it's just like those in themselves are lessons where it's just like, hey, listen to yourself more. You feel me? It's just like, what if it's like, what if we actually did listen to ourselves more often than we do, you know?
Yep. I agree.
I don't think anything bad could really come from that, for real.
I don't think so either. And I think, you know, brother had to open up a whole Hawaiian bank account because they don't have no banks over there that are from here.
No!
And he had mad cash, but he needed to put it on his card because, like, the hotel was charging him. It was just, like, a whole day of just, like, nonsense. And he kept saying, I should have put the money in the bank. You know where the bank is? Across the street from his fucking house. His bank is literally across the street from his fucking house. And he kept saying, yo, I kept telling myself to put it in there before we left and da-da-da. And I was just looking at him like, you, because like each thing took like 2-3 hours for him to like get done, and then like he couldn't even get the money the same day. It was just like so much unnecessary time spent on something that could have been avoided if he would have listened to himself. And you know, as he stepped into 30 over these last 2 weeks of celebrating, you know, I just kept saying, you need to listen to yourself a lot more, because there were a lot of predicaments like that one where he was like, oh, and I told myself, and I was just like, you don't. I said, you're very hard-headed. I said, you love learning a lesson the hard way.
The downfall of not listening to people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't listen to yourself.
Bingo. Oh, so man. Bingo. So just to recap very quickly, in order to fine-tune your intuition, if you feel like you're having trouble with that, find solitude, put yourself in someone else's shoes, acknowledge your vibes, play the I wonder game, and let your intuition make that moolah for you at the end of the day.
That's I'm putting that into my life, goddamn. Right.
Hello.
This about to make this money shake, goddamn.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's shake it and bake it.
Intuition about to be the breadwinner.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Thank you everybody for joining us on this episode. That brings us to the end.
Another goodie.
You can find us at The New York Dose, N-E-N everywhere. That is D-O-S-E. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram.
Yes, and you can find me at Adeloso09 on the Instagram.
And you can find me at TWO3 on Instagram.
Lit. Yes. This episode was produced by the board of the New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer and editor is me. Photos were taken by Adeloso and Two. Did we do mine? Oh, we did mine. Shout out to the rest of the New York Dose team. Hassan, Teek, Gili. Oh, my God. Gilu.
Get it right.
It was Gilu's
birthday. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Gilu.
Happy birthday.
It was Gilu's birthday. Gilu's birthday was today, November 10th, which is when we recorded this. Oh, shit. Come on now. Lenny and Henny. Oh. Aww. Want to be a guest? Want something advertised? Want to chill with us? Want to press at your event? Have an opportunity for us? Contact us at info@thenewyorkdose.com or click the book button on our Instagram. Don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York. It's the New York Dose, baby. Bow. We out. We out.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose List Party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose List Party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose List Party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.